else want to cough? Is the season. I probably only slept about 45 minutes because I was coughing. And again, this week we have another reading about Jabez, John the Baptist. See, in last Sunday's gospel reading, for those of you who may not have been here, John the Baptist issued a ringing call to prepare the way for the Lord. He proclaimed a baptism, a repentance for sins. In today's reading, it's a little different. John spells out what repentance actually looks like when people's hearts and minds are changed. Their actions are to change as well. We went to a little bit of that last week, didn't we? But this week, there's a name for it. Thus, fruitless trees will be chopped down and thrown into the fire. In the text today, we can see that John the Baptist's rhetoric is neither polite nor gentle. And Luke, as opposed to Matthew, he does not specifically target even the religious leaders. Actually, it's the whole crowd of people who he calls you brood of vipers and warns them, do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. You know why he actually says that? A little historical context here. The line of Abraham, the holy, the important ones. Who is the descendants? Do we know? The message is clear. It's redefining who the people of God are. And that means John's message needs to be heard by baptized Christians as well. It is as shocking as if a preacher would say in a church like this one or anywhere else, don't presume anything. You're baptized. One of the biggest critiques of Lutherans, actually. Lutherans think they can do whatever they want. They're baptized. They're forgiven. But what does the Bible tell us? What does this message here tell us? We are to show faith by our actions. Or get ready for the axe. Show your faith by your actions. The stark images, both John and Jesus, warn God's people against complacency. Don't just sit there. Act out your faith. In John's challenge, the fruitful living prompts a series of questions for all repentant listeners. And they're given to us in this reading. So then what shall we do? It's a good question, no? We're forgiven? We believe. Then what shall we do now? So, John says, do you own two shirts? Give one away. Do you have more than you need? Do you have more food than you need? Give some away. He leaves absolutely no wiggle room for anything. Anything you might be tempted to say, including, but I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. The command is absolute. Some people in your community don't have enough to survive. Help them out. Do something. Don't just sit there. Share. And then it goes into the how we get money and how we use exposes more of who we truly are. Economic issues are, in fact, spiritual issues. And notice I didn't say having a lot of money is the issue. Being wealthy is the issue. There's nothing wrong with that. Again, how did you earn it? And once you have it, what do you do with it? Everybody knows the founder of Facebook, right? He just had the baby. Was he worth now? $15 billion? Because he has a little page online? I mean, who here thinks didn't see if they thought of that first, right? He pledged, by the time him and his wife die, they will give away 99% of their wealth. Now, in the scheme of things, well, yeah, he's still worth, he'll still be worth probably about $1 billion or so. But think about it. Jesus does something good, doing something good with that money. That's what Jesus is talking about. It's not being wealthy. That's the issue. We'll get more into that later. It's God's command to practice social, economic justice, and how we claim that we love God with all our whole heart, mind, and soul, and caring about the basic necessities of others. How we can claim to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Basic. John is at the moment preparing us, as we talked a little bit last week about, preparing us because the King is coming. And what does the King desire to see? John is quick to remind them that he is merely a messenger as well, preparing them for the coming of Christ. Now again, Advent, birth, living Jesus, present context, Jesus yet to come. We are all being prepared. So John is quick to remind us of that. And the Lord will baptize us, not with just water, but with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit and in fire. And then we think to ourselves, well, what does this fire possibly mean? Are we being thrown in the furnace like those three or four guys, you know? Abednego and all those buddies? Meshach? What is this fire? The promised fire is the gift. It cleanses us. It cleanses us. Baptize us with fire, reborn. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now imagine if we're sitting right there and we actually throw a bowl of fire on top of your head, right? Now. Rhetoric. Cleanses us with fire. Prepares our hearts, as we like to say. Brothers and sisters, the King is coming. So we bear the fruits like this.
Can we go to the wine?
Glory, bring to life. Ditty bags for the name, the semen.
Semen's?
Semen's ditty bag.
How about worshiping? Being with each other. Showing love to each other. Even when it's not easy. Families in here. Generations. Somehow, a lot of you are related to each other. Somehow. I'm still figuring it out every day. It can't be easy.
Yeah.
Married couples, even when you're mad at each other, you're a good fruit, showing love to each other. Not always easy. Yes, he's laughing over here. Children, showing love to the children. Christian education. This is all bearing good fruits. See, God, Jesus, John the Baptist, Paul, whoever, they're not just talking about, well, you see somebody on the street, you give them a dollar, do this, you do that. And again, for those of you who are scared right now, this is not works righteousness. It's not works righteousness. This is basically bearing good fruit because, catechism class, confirmation class, because you have faith in Jesus Christ, you are saved through faith alone. Your hearts are open. People like to say, born again. You're free because of that. To show Christ's love for one another, which is bearing good fruit. And of course, you know, throughout the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whatever, Jesus likes to use the stories to show this. The fig tree. Cut it down. If we don't have good fruits, cut it down. Throw it into the fire. The fruit we manifestation of our own character, the way we want people to experience children of God. And it is God who produces fruit within us so that we can glorify Him. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Ever hear that verse before? By their fruit, you shall recognize them. Recognize them. Jesus and Christians. You see, if we do believe and reflect on this throughout Advent, and hopefully all year round, if the King is coming, and if the good tree cannot bear bad fruits, we ask ourselves, well, then how do we become that good tree? It happens when we see ourselves to God and become His, become His child. That is grafting us to the vine. And have we done that? Ask yourselves, have we seated ourselves to this gospel promise? Christ came and bore good fruit, and that means dying for us, so that we may be with Him, eternal life. So let us believe and find joy in that promise. Live it out in our lives each day. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much we may fail at it in certain times. And that, we get to feast on this Advent. That is the third candle. So brothers and sisters, let us pray. Holy Spirit, we trouble our hearts with the question, what shall we do? Ask you to help us recognize how answers to that question are near at hand. Just like the video says, just as we raise our voices today. So we get to reflect on how as Christians, because Christ died for us, how may we express that love towards other people? Help us to act on our faith by daily choices we make, reconciliation, justice, sharing, especially joy. May we never cease to ask, what should we do? May we never stop trusting that you will give us the answer. We have faith in you, love for one another. We wait in expectation for Christ to come. We ask all this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let's join hands in the center aisle for prayer.
If you are not feeling well today, we invite you not to hold somebody's hand.